God, you're awake. Can you remember who you are? Like, okay, I know you're having trouble hearing me. Just grab the other earbud, stick it in your ear. Gotcha. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's like half a meter of glass between the observation room and the cave that you're in. It's just not if you can remember who you are. Okay, that's a good start. Do you know where you are? Shaking your head. No. Okay, well, you don't remember why you're here either, do you? No. Damn it. I guess being near the portal does screw with human minds. Okay, look, I know you must have a bunch of questions, but we don't have a lot of time before she, or I guess it, comes back. You're in Station Omega. This is a top secret government research lab that's built around a portal to, well, hell. Yes, literally hell. Okay, hell is real. It's full of fire and brimstone, which is apparently a source of infinite energy. And look, the government wants it because, I mean, if hellfire can burn souls for all eternity, it's more cost-effective than oil or nuclear power. If we could keep the portal open, humanity gets free, unlimited energy, forever. But we could only keep the portal open for a few minutes, and something came in from the other side. Calm down. I guess it was a demon or a demoness or something. It looked vaguely like a human woman, and it spoke. It doesn't speak English, but it spoke some ancient language, and nobody understood except Dr. Johnson. Do you remember Dr. Johnson? Yeah, the really old researcher guy. Yes, so he said she spoke ancient Babylonian or something, and he tried to talk to that thing, and he said that she was a succubus, and that she could keep the portal open longer, but in exchange she wanted something. And, okay, so this is where it gets weird. I mean, not that the whole secret government portal to hell thing isn't weird enough, but she wanted virgin seed. Yeah, I can see the look on your face. Yes, she wanted spunk. Come, baby batter, you know what I mean. It had to be from a virgin man. And, well, turns out there were two virgins on Station Omega. One was Dr. Johnson, and he volunteered immediately, but he's, like, old, like, really old. I don't think he's had an erection since the 1980s, and he's been a virgin all his life, so I think the shock of having something, like, a really hot, you know, scary, but hot woman trying to get his cum was a little much for him. He had a heart attack before he could have an orgasm, and, well, succubus wasn't happy. But there was another virgin on the station, and hey, that's you, big guy! You volunteered to have your dick sucked by the hot, scary demon chick, so we put you in there, and then you passed out for a bit, and now, well, here we are. Look, I don't know if you're having second thoughts or anything, but look on the bright side. We have a bunch of sensors and monitoring devices in the cave, so no matter what happens, we'll be able to record everything. But for science, you're contributing to scientific inquiry and possibly your country having a free source of unlimited energy. And what's wrong? Oh, shit. Yeah, I see it. Or her, I guess. Look, okay, don't panic. And don't, you know, don't have a heart attack or anything, okay? Just focus on the bright side. She looks really hot. I mean, if you ignore the wings and tail and the horns and glowing eyes, she looks like a really hot girl. And she wants to do sexy things to you. That's good, right? I mean, just ignore the scary demon bits and focus on the sexy woman bits. I mean, she's even sashaying towards you. Look at those curvy hips. Focus on the hips. Don't look at the tail. Focus on the hips. And the, she's not wearing anything. Ooh, wow, you're getting an erection. That's it. Keep focusing on sexy things. Watch those full, heavy breasts sway with every step she takes towards you. You think she'll give you a titty fuck with those? I don't know what the ancient Babylonian word for titty fuck is, but I'm sure you'll find a way to ask her for one. Maybe doing it for science. And, oh, she's right next to you, and she's sniffing you. Sniff her back. Can you smell what she smells like? Sulfur burning things? Maybe just a generic horny demon girl odor? I don't even know. Write it down for later. You could write a paper on demonic bodily odors. Okay, sorry, I'm just babbling. Oh, wow, she's licking you. She's licking your face and your neck. I wonder if she's trying to taste your virginity, maybe. Let me write that down. Okay, and she's moving below your neck. And she's moving way below your neck. It looks like she's licking your nipples. Wow, she's really into it. Man, I'm kind of jealous. It's like she's taking your nipples into her mouth and just bathing it with her tongue. She's probably licking them. Oh. I wouldn't mind exchanging spots with you right now. And she's trailing her tongue down your chest, down your stomach. Well, I guess she's ready to taste you. She's crouching down and... is her mouth open? Is she breathing on your penis? Is she... Oh, she's taking her tongue and touching it to your tip. I'm gonna get the cameras to zoom in and... Oh, yeah. She's teasing the slit with her tongue. That must feel amazing. Are you getting weak in the knees? We probably should have put a chair there so you could sit. She's moving her head. Looks like she wants to suck on your balls. Bet she wants to taste those virgin balls. Even before you've come, I'll bet she wants to have the source of your sperm in her mouth. How does it feel? Her tongue swirling around your balls. She's sucking them into her mouth and playing with them. You're gonna come right in that mouth soon, I bet. She's kissing her way up your shaft. Oh, she's taking the head inside her mouth. Got cameras zoomed in all the way. Looks like she's slowly swirling her tongue around your tip. Does it feel good? Is she working her tongue on all your sensitive spots? I bet she's gonna curl the tip of her tongue right under your slit. Would that make you come? Are you gonna spurt your virgin cum inside her mouth? You should. You should cum inside that scary succubus mouth. For science, of course. Oh, she took her mouth off you and she's blowing air on your tip. What a tease. How does it feel around your wet, saliva-covered cock? You can see from the cameras that your tip is soaked in her spit. Oh, and she's taking you in her mouth again. God, she's taking... Well, she's taking it much farther in her mouth. Whoa, she just keeps going. All the way down. Fuck, she's completely taken you into her mouth. How does it feel having her lips wrapped around the base of your cock? Have you ever had anyone take you right down to the balls before? I can see you leaning your head back, that's it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy having your entire cock buried in that hot little mouth. God, she's pulling back. Wow, her cheeks are really hollowed in. She must be sucking you so hard. Do you want to cum in her mouth? Oh, do you want to spread all your virgin seed in that sweet mouth? I'll bet you do, and I bet she wants you to. Can you see her heart? She's working her cock, going up and down steadily. She must really want you to come in her mouth. Can I let you in on a little secret? I'm touching myself right now. Touching myself while I watch that succubus fucking you with her mouth. I just want to see you come. I want to see her make that virgin cock spurt in her mouth. I want to see you spend yourself in that scary succubus mouth. I don't know if it's some kind of crazy magic or what, but I'm so turned on by the idea of watching you come for her. Surprised you haven't come in her mouth already. Are you trying to hold back, baby? Are you trying to hold back your cum? You know it's not going to do you any good. She's going to keep going. I can see her head bobbing up and down on you. She's not gonna stop. She's gonna keep sucking you off until you give her your cum. That cum isn't gonna do you any good inside your balls. Just give it to her. I wanna see you pump it into her mouth. Shit, I'm so turned on and I don't know why. You know, I bet she swallows. Do you want her to swallow your cum? Do you wanna spurt yourself in that hot little mouth and watch as she eats up every drop of your cum? I want to see her eat your sperm. I want to watch your face as you come, and then I want to watch her swallow every drop. You're getting close. I can see it. That's it. Bump your hips into her mouth. I can see you leaning your head back and groaning. Oh, fuck, I'm touching myself so much right now. You're about to come, aren't you? I want to come too. I want to see if we can come at the same time. Fuck, I need to see you come. Oh, she's wrapping her arms around her hips and pulling you into her mouth. Yeah, that's it. Tilt your head back and scream out your orgasm. That is so hot. Oh, it looks like you're about to come. Oh, oh. Did you pass out? Ah, oh, these human virgins. Sister, your fondness for virgins is really backfiring on you, isn't it? You didn't even get a chance to have him inside your pussy. Yes, I'll let you out of the cave. I've already seduced and drained the cum from everyone else inside this facility. My disguise worked quite well. No one ever suspects the poor, innocent little scientist girl is being capable of draining every last drop of their sperm. Now, do you want to open the portal and go back home, or do you want me to send a distress signal and lure more humans to the station? First, you better bring that boy inside. I want to have my turn with him as well.